Jay, I am 16 years old. Today is January 6th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my dad, and we are in Pennsylvania, in Runnersville. Was the economy better or worse in the 1980s than it is now?
Well, I think the economy is probably better now, but I think the 80s when I was growing up was certainly a time when the economy was starting to turn around and really pick up. I mean, that was the really kind of the invention of the internet and the computer and all that good stuff. So a lot of stuff happened in the 80s that we can be thankful for now.
Okay. Were the people in the 1980s healthier and more active than they are now?
I don't really think so. I mean, I think, the health craze kind of like started maybe back then, but I think people are a little bit more conscious of calories and nutrition and all that stuff, right, that probably wasn't available at the time in the 80s. I think you have food labels and everything, but I mean, now you can just go to the internet and look up this kind of stuff.
What types of jobs did you have in the 1980s?
Well, I started my first job when I was 16, and I was a day laborer, which was basically I worked kind of for like almost like a construction place where we painted sidewalks with the yellow curbs. We picked up trash and we did all stuff like that. I decided my second summer that I didn't really want to do that kind of stuff, so I got trained as a lifeguard, and I was able to be a lifeguard for a couple of years. That was a lot of fun. You get to sit in the sun and save lives. Then I joined the Army.
What was your opinion on Ronald Reagan's presidency throughout the 1980s?
I think he's an incredible president, and I think he did a lot for this country in terms of sparking, I think, economic growth. And I think also, you can argue that he ended the Cold War. And I think, certainly he helped, I think, small businesses and entrepreneurs really thrive in the 80s. There's a lot to be thankful for that time period.
What were some popular fads of the 1980s? Were there any toys or products that you remember?
I guess Atari was like the biggest thing in the 80s. And I can remember playing Defender and Asteroids on that that game system. Today the game systems are almost flawless. So with millions of pixels, where back then, a person looked like a block figure. I also, the Nerf football, played a lot with that. I'm trying to think of other stuff. I guess the Rubik's Cube came out in the 80s. Just stuff like that.
Where did you live? What do you remember about the neighborhood, about your neighborhood or house that's different today?
Well, I grew up on an island. It's Okinawa. And so what I remember is a lot of sun. I remember skateboarding everywhere. I had a Paul and Peralta Bones Brigade skateboard, and I used to surf all the time, surf and boogie board. So it was a lot of fun.
Were you in school during the 1980s? What was it like?
Yes, I was in school. I was in, I pretty much grew up in the 80s. And I would say that the 80s was, for me, I'm growing up in Okinawa, that I always say that you can get in trouble, but not too much trouble. Whereas I feel like today that, kids can absolutely cross the line and go overboard. So, I still call it the time of innocence, I guess.
What were some of the fashion trends in the 1980s?
Well, I guess there was I can remember girls wearing leg warmers. I can remember, baggy pants, or I think they called them Zubas back then, and parachute pants, bandanas, break dancing. I was a surfer, so I wore a lot of surf clothes, Stussy and Town and Country, OP, Sean Thompson, all that stuff. So it was fun.
Okay, thank you.
All right.